quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. To Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM with a campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the unceded territories of the Catsey, Coquitlam, and Stolo First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie. At the top of the hour there, you heard Mannequin Pussy with Nothing Like. Hope you enjoyed that. I was gonna do something a little bit different today, trying something out. Did a little bit of recording outdoors this morning. Decided to not put that into the show because I think the sound quality is probably not that good, if I'm gonna be quite frank. And I could just, you know, make things easier for myself by not importing files from my telephone into my very old computer. That being said, what was talked about when I was outside? Well, this morning I went out on a, like, what I would describe as like a depression walk, I guess. You know, we've talked about it on the show before, but times of global crises, you know, the depression is really like maxed. It's like really amped up. But sometimes also, when you experience fluctuating imbalances in brain chemistry while also dealing with the horrors of global crises, it can feel a lot worse as well. So I haven't been feeling too hot emotionally and mentally the past little while. And I've been given the advice from a number of people before, like, have you considered connecting with the land, going into nature? And since receiving that advice, I've been trying to incorporate getting into nature more often in my routine, in my daily life and such. I just happened to have the time today to actually do so, to make a concerted effort to do so. And it was great. I'm going to tell you all about it today on the program, because I feel like I gathered some thoughts while on the walk about nature and birds and also human society. It's gonna sound like I'm off my rocker this episode of the show, and that's totally fine. That's how we're gonna do it from now on this program. A lighthearted couple of episodes last few weeks. Now we're going into something a little bit weirder. Hope you enjoy the rest of today's program. But for now, we're gonna listen to some more music. Like I said earlier in the hour, at the top of the hour, you heard Mannequin Pussy with Nothing Like. I believe that's new music from them, and this is basically just going to be that. It's going to be mostly new music on the show today. A lot of it is kind of like, I guess, like kind of like more mellow in melody. Not exactly what I usually go for, but it's fun times. It's good stuff. We have got some, we've got new music from Sade Wale. We love some Local Van Con Star. Speaking of Local Van Con Stars and also CJSF Sweethearts, Hallelujah, Hailu coming up later on this hour. We've got The Bug Club, suggested, to me by a CJSF volunteer. We got some Tierra Whack, we got some Hinata Zaka 46, because we just came back from a Sakamichi episode, and I'm feeling a little bit emotional about Hinata Zaka 46. You're going to deal with it. You are going to deal with it. Oh my god, actually there's so much FanCon here now that I look at the playlist, because now I just realized this next track is also FanCon, FanCon Icons. Here we go, this is new music from Winona Forever. Electrostatic.
grocery store, all sad and desperate and alone, hoping the cashier will stop and talk to me. It's funny having lots of friends, they don't notice when you don't talk to them. Get worried, cause when you're stressed you like to spend. I think I'll buy a bag of grapes, I need more fruits and veggies anyway. It doesn't matter, I'll still die because I love smoking when I'm little hippie freaks. They smile when they run into me, ask about my day on the sidewalk. I think I'll walk the long way home, avoid the first dates that I said I'd call, because I'm too cool, hot, and unattainable. Oh, don't get too comfortable.
Katie Tupper, That was Need Nothing. Before that, you heard Hallelujah Hailu with Walmart off of her debut EP, Eternally Yours. Congratulations, Hallelujah. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I love nature. I love being in nature sometimes. That's a lie. I do not like camping. Camping is something that I still refuse to accept, because I am into the idea of showering every day. I need and like to have a shower every day. I don't know, like, somewhat on topic, but, you know, if you've ever been, like, severely ill at some point in your life and doing kind of, like, more basic functions like bathing becomes difficult for you to do for whatever reasons, when you are well enough to bathe, sometimes it is something that is really taken for granted. I like to bathe at least once a day, simply because when I am unwell, that is not a privilege that I can access. Therefore, for me to go camping where there are no showers, nothing to bathe myself in, I wonder to myself, why did I choose to come here? Why did I choose to do this? Hey, if you like camping, good for you. If you are a not everyday shower type person, also, you do you, whatever. I'm just nitpicky, and that way. But other than that, I think nature is fascinating and cool. I grew up watching Zabumafu, like many Z-lennial children. I grew up also watching a little bit of, like, The Nature of Things, and other, like, very animal-related, nature-related television shows, in Canada. I don't know if you have realized how nature-core a lot of our cartoons from, like, the 90s and, like, the early 2000s are, other fellow Z-lennial people who grew up in Canada during that time. But Little Bear, Franklin, I mean, even Nanalan in some ways. Like, Nanalan has a garden. Nanalan's grand.